3 months really don't count in a relationship. Come on, now. You probably
text
just now
don't
ending.
Really count. Like, who
yeah, text messages don't really count. Then you probably are just now ending. It's your 6 month mark. You're just now saying, okay, well, I'm done my sidelines. This is my main. We're gonna be serious, you know. And then you slept with a friend, so it's like you was tossed around. Like,
yeah,
oh, baby
mom,
girl, you
didn't
think about
did.
All that before you started running
around.
She
didn't sleep with the friend. She didn't sleep with the friend.
She dragged him, so they got screenshots to prove it.
She was in town for her grandma or something.
We all know how the screenshots go, so I believe Drake and them. Just screenshots the truth.
I don't understand, like, why she's so mad about her and Drake's relationship, mm-hmm. and why did she call Sunday good messy ass over there? She already got her ass whooped. What you back for?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, y'all will leave Drake alone. Drake blacking niggas' eyes. That's what's up. Drake told her eye completely up, like, swole that sucker in 5 minutes. And she wants to keep fighting. Girl, go sit down. You're not going to win. That's why I ain't know Dre had it in her, but Dre's been taking them boxing lessons. She's been tired of playing some years.
Anyway, guys, how about that? We didn't even tell you what today's show was about.
We didn't tell you all what that is.
Today's
show,
our topic tonight is Him and Her Plus One. Pretty much, what's your take on open relationships? I've been seeing a lot of this lately from the music, you know, they don't know, from people's actual relationships. And sometimes people are in open relationships and they don't even know it. But we'll discuss more later. I'm serious. Y'all laughing. Watch.
Shoot, I told you, when you mentioned, when you back to the topic, I was like, you know, it's crazy because that comes up quite a bit. Even one of my guests, a recent guest, she's married and they have an open marriage. So, yeah, it's
nice.
When I saw this topic, I was like, oh, yeah, this is like a topic that a lot of people, they go in on constantly.
But like a marriage?
That's scary. I'm almost becoming, well, you know, like swingers, you know, like, you know, for longer, everybody was always saying that, you know, Will and Jada, that they were like hundreds of people who, you know, of course, they're still married and still love each other and whatnot. But every now and then, they have their cake and eat it too. And it's like, and sometimes, you know, it involves not just one person from like a threesome, or sometimes doing couple swapping where they were swap mates. So it just depends. There's so many different things, especially because of so many things that care to alternative lifestyles now. So it's become almost a social norm.
Very true, even though it's very weird. So I would like to say that Dallas was awesome this past weekend, Final Four and all of this stuff.
Yes, sir. It was turned up here in the good old D-Town this weekend. Shout out to
it really was, and I'm not a Dallas fan at all, but I had fun.
Yes, and I saw that you were here, and I just estimate. I'm like, geez. Every time Angela's here, I always miss her.
I'm sorry. I missed a lot of people this time, but I pretty much worked the entire time. I was in Dallas, and then, like, I had tickets to the final, and I actually gave them away to a random stranger because I didn't go to the game. And then I got cussed out, like, by so many people after they found out about it. But, hey, you got to give sometimes. They were kids. Does that count?
Yes, it counts.
Thank you. So, Desi and... Riri, what was new in your weekend? Huh? What'd you say?
I
said, what was new in your weekend? Baby said my mama foster kids. And that's about it.
Well,
I celebrated my first anniversary from a distance. But, yeah, that was a good day.
You did what?
Celebrate my anniversary from a distance, the couple anniversary, not the marriage anniversary. Don't nobody still celebrate marriage, couple anniversary after they get married. Who does that? If I get gifts, I will.
You're childish.
I
That is so damn childish.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes, maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
That was a perfect time for that. What about you, Debbie?
Same old, same old. School, work. Well, get ready for work because I started my new job yesterday. But that's pretty much it. It was cool. Went to church on Sunday. Had a good time at church. You know, shout out to Resurrection, Church of Life, Life of Church or Church of Life. Or yeah, it's Church of Life. Mm-hmm. Right there in Greens Point. I don't know if anybody want to go, but service started at 2:30 in the Wyndham Hotel on Greens Point Drive. It was, like, really cool. So, I don't know. My weekend was, like, really cool.
Oh, man, Desi, come on. You ain't got no job.
Shit, you a damn mm-hmm. lie, shit. I was in orientation today. Shit, they talking my ear off about sexual harassment and ethics and discrimination, so.
I swear that's the worst part of training at your job. The
yes,
sexual harassment.
I hate that.
And
shit.
Then they go
like,
into strong
after shooter training on class.
Yeah.
Man, that's the driest subject ever. Shit.
If somebody came and somebody tried to sneak in, I would have kicked their ass. They wouldn't know what to do. They weren't even trying to shoot. They came in, well, I know. Because I got it all planned out. They're like, oh, no more shooting for me.
That's crazy. Can I just say something? This don't have nothing to do with the topic tonight, but this is really, like, heavy on my mind. And I just want to, like, say this. Can I say this, Angela, real quick? Sadie and
sure.
Reese. Like, I just wanted to say this real quick. My aunt today, she sent me a text message. It was about her friend. They go to her church, you know, one of the church members. She needed to vent. And the question my aunt sent me, I don't know if she wanted this to be our radio topic, but I kind of talked to Angela about it today, and it was like, well, we can't really discuss it because we're not married. So I'm speaking on a married couple. Basically, the question was, is it a such thing as being too available to your spouse? That was the question.
Yes,
but, you know, we can't speak on that because we're not married. So that's why it's okay. Like, that's why I just want to put it out there.
Well, I got a question. She might have said it on the Thursday show because we always do the – every Thursday we do the pocket change and we always – go through different letters, and we go and we always give people advice on certain things. And two of the main hosts are married, so there you go.
Okay. Well, I think they would have something good to say to that. I mean, if they
because one's my sister, and she just recently got married. And then my brother, who's been married now since December. So you got them newlyweds, but, you know, he's still married. So they might have something to say about it.
I mean, it's pretty interesting. I wish I could. I mean, me and Angela was on the same page as far as, you know, it's not especially when you're married, our opinion. But, you know, when you're boyfriend, girlfriend, it is a such thing as being too available. But, you know, like I say, we're not married, so we can't really discuss that because we're not in the situation to speak on. However, an incident happened 2 weeks ago. It was their anniversary, and mm-hmm. I guess he went somewhere else and had a good time while she was at choir rehearsal. And my auntie was like, well, why are you at church? You know, like, what's going on? You all, like, upset and stuff. You should have stayed at home because you said it was your anniversary. You know, what you doing? And she was like, yeah, that's so-and-so. He went to go see some girl or whatever
I see what you mean now.
And it's like, oh, well, he got a speed ticket. So she texted her husband. I guess she kind of got upset about it, you know, thinking about it, reflecting back on what happened the previous night before the anniversary, and was like, well, I hope you enjoyed your moment in that night with your boo thing on the other side of town while you got that ticket. He said, yeah, It was everything and then some. I appreciate that, and I will pay this ticket. So it's like,
My question, because I didn't understand what the topic was about now.
No, it's not a topic. It's just a side discussion. It's not the topic for tonight.
No. I'm saying I didn't understand what the question was about. When you said, Veb, I thought you meant like, this is what I thought you meant by the question you asked. I thought you were saying, is there such thing as being too available, like that you're always that you know you don't make any free time for yourself. I thought you meant that. I didn't know.
No. We on the same page, Fetty J. Because they were supposed to
him having a good time.
I know, but see
that's the situation.
The thing is, she wanted to vent to my aunt and another church member that, you know, they go to church or whatever, and she was like, oh, well, I can't go because he's coming home early on Friday and I want to be here with him. Well, in reality, like, y'all have so much going on in y'all marriage. Maybe you do need that time apart and just spend time with your girls, because it's like you slumbering him because he had to go to some other woman on your anniversary. So is it a such thing? I don't know. I can't say because, you know, I'm not married, but.
My sister talks about this a lot. She talks about this a lot. She says one thing before they got married, she would say this a lot, that, you know, it is a such thing as that. And the reason why, because just like when you, before you're in a relationship, in order to be able to love that person even more, because some people are like,
well, I have to be around my man out of town. You know, that's your part of the family.
Say all that. But it's not realistic. You got to get some me time. And it's good time to hang out with your people. That means that was got to be something crazy. It just means you hang out with your friends still so that you can, that way you enjoy being with that person even more, because you realize that yes, I still love you. Me not being right in front of me, I don't love you. I'm going to spend majority of my time with you. This doesn't mean I can't spend it with my other people, too.
Right.
There's some people's time where they're not, you know, so it depends. It just, it's a case-by-case basis on what is too much time.
Yeah. I just had to, like, get that off. Okay, but I'm good now. Thank you.
All right, so we're gonna go to a song break. We're gonna go to three tracks here. We'll be back. Who did I want to play first? God dang it! All right, I'm gonna go to this track by Red Shades. I got two more for you after that. Right here on Glitz and Glamour, we'll be back.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
I'll be troubled and puzzled and scorned by your love, Eleanor.
Many definitions of the good life. Some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you're hearing them call your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall. Like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small, and you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall. Thinking if all failed in rap, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the green like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we planned. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying, some things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words and it's making you smile. Growing up to be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it, it's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up, it has to be fixed, but Everything going fast, so it makes us forget. We fight hard trying to reach levels of affluence. We all got the same goal, so we're gonna collide. We gotta roll with the punches and we take it in stride. This world is much more than meets the eye. Gotta pay attention or it'll pass you by. All I'm saying is cherish the moment, cause you will regret it. What was once in front of you is only now a remembrance.
You cold running out. Said the mouth ain't listening to what I'm talking about. It was us, now it's we. Baby, I am what you need. You ain't ever say that you was gonna start a family.
You right, and I feel you. But some of the combo, you got confused. You looking for love, and now I'm looking to bust a move. You chose this, move out my focus. See you jump in. Thought I was gonna change.
What?
Shit, I ain't budging.
Shake that ass.
the building, right here on Good to Glamour.
Aren't we now?
Aren't we
Yeah, I missed that whole music break.
Yes, that was a nice little relaxing music break. My brain was recharging most definitely.
Who were the first two songs?
First two songs, first song's by Red Shades, that was Real Definition of Life. And then the second one was Misha Maserati featuring Kids on Music, and that's Do the Math. And, of course, the last one is D-Ray, Shake It. Those are the three tracks, right here. And Do the Math worked perfectly because I was talking about, you know, you can't, 1 + 1 = 2, but you add another person, that's going to be 3, so something ain't adding up. So, yeah. So, today's...
Okay, that didn't make no sense.
It did make sense. Because if you, okay, 1 + 1 = 2. The point of the song is, you know, what for relationship work is, it should only be 1 + 1. There shouldn't be 1 + 1, and then one more person makes 3. If it's 3, then something ain't making no sense. It's supposed to be, the math is supposed to be 2 people, not 3 people. So that's what the point of the song is about. It's about, you know, so it's another number in here that ain't supposed to be here. Why are you here?
Oh, okay. I guess I have to listen to the song.
Yes. Listen, you know. But today's topic, again, going on today's topic is Him and Her Plus One. What's your take on open relationship? So I'm going to throw it to, I'm going to go to Riri first.
You can't ever go to Riri first. Ever. Shit.
Hell, somebody go first.
Okay, I'll go. What is she doing anyway? But it's just, I don't know. My bad. Okay, for real.
Come on, I don't know. Come on, topic.
I would have to say I don't agree with it. I just don't, like, why though? If you're going to step out and do your thing, why even be in a relationship? Are we talking about a committed relationship? Because if it's committed, it's supposed to only be, you know, it's supposed to be, what was the N word? Monogamous? Did I say it right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, sorry. Because I really don't use that word. But I thought that's what a relationship is supposed to be based on, not, oh, you trying to creep with somebody else. Actually, you're not creeping. You're just, like, open to other ladies or other men. So it's just like, I don't know, like, for me, knowing I'm selfish, nah, I don't even get down like that. Like, don't even ask me because, yeah, that's a problem.
Okay. Very, very, very well put, madam. Very well put. I'm going to throw
really
the sort of guard next at Angela.
Duh. Anyway, my take on open relationships. I don't want to be in an open relationship. However, I guess, like, they work for certain people. I don't want an open relationship. I don't like to share like that to the point where I'm comfortable knowing, like, my dude is somewhere fucking somebody else and it's going to come on like it ain't shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's not... Mm-mm. Y'all just openly, like, sleeping with other people. Why are y'all
that's
even
nasty,
together?
Though. That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Why even? But, like, exactly. A lot of people are in open relationships and they don't even know it, like, to this day. Like, you'll see a female be like, yeah, he be with her, but he come home to me. Okay, so you just sitting here admitting that you know your man got another girl, but you still with him. Like, you in an open relationship, and you don't even know it.
Yeah, it, I mean, you know what? It's just, I've been trying to take it in piece by piece. I'm listening to people's stuff, you know. I try to search from both sides and not just be so objective to it right away. And then listen, I still, at the end of the day, I feel this way. If you want to be in a relationship, now if you want to talk to multiple people, just be single. What is the problem with being single and talking to, you know, you want to talk to multiple people being single? Could somebody knock you for that? No. But everybody, you know, until you turn the freaking TV, you got everybody's cool with being the main chick in the side too. And everybody's vying for, you know, it's like it's a goddamn race. Well, I'm just, you the man, and then especially when you got stuff like people going from being the side chick becoming the main chick, and then the main chick becoming the side chick, something ain't adding the heck up. How you might, like, yeah, you mean, for instance, on Love and Hip Hop this past season out of New York, he ended up marrying the side chick.
Yeah,
I just don't understand the thought process.
Are you talking there about DJ?
No, the other guy on Love and Hip Hop New York.
Peter Guns. Okay.
I feel so sorry for him. But yeah, like, and actually, people are coming more about having open relationships. They like three people, you know, and they just feel like it's okay. Like, people are moving in households with like two women and one man. Like, this is their family. Like, this is shit.
Yeah.
This is what they do.
I mean,
like, that's crazy.
Got five wives. One guy, five wives. And you know, I mean, it's like a whole other thing. It's like, you know, obviously we say the side chick and main chick, but in those cases, they all the main chick. Some ain't making no freaking sense. It's too much for me. It's too much to take over. One woman is enough for me. You know, but once I'm in a relationship, I'm in a relationship with that person, because that takes a lot of work to make that relationship work with one person. Now you got to add another person in there. That's too much freaking man.
That's probably because you're not putting what you're supposed to be putting into the relationship into that one person, because you're trying to entertain two. So then that other half feels like they have to step out to get what you're not giving them. So that's what leaves your relationship open, because, you know, it's like, you can't provide everything, not provide necessarily, like, you know, financially, but emotional connection, a spiritual connection, you know, whatever that fulfillment is they feel like they're missing. You can't provide it. That's why your relationship is open. They're going to look for it elsewhere instead of actually fixing that problem within y'all's relationship. You know what I mean? No, maybe?
No, I feel exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only sense I can make of it. I mean, maybe, like, you know, they're an awesome person mentally, and they're, like, good friends, but they have really whack sex, so then, like, they go have sex with somebody else. That's all I got. Like, yeah, I don't know.
But why Monique and her husband have, like, an open, like, marriage? I mean, like, why? Do anybody know? Did she ever say, or did she just, like, that's just what it is, or?
Mm-mm.
A lot of them say this is what they think. Because, okay, this is what the consensus, a lot of times you hear from so many celebrity couples that do it, and not necessarily where the woman's all in, and she's not really the one doing the extra stuff for the people. It's because, you know, they have this thing about, well, God's going to cheat anyway, so, you know, instead of doing it, I might as well, you know, do something where, heck, at the end of the day, it won't be no penalty for it. At least I know it ain't gonna be a secret. That's what the whole thought process is behind that.
Okay,
I do hear that often. A lot of, like, you know, I don't put nothing past them. If he cheats, I just don't want to find out about it. That's pretty much saying, like, we're in an open relationship, but not an open relationship, because I don't care if you cheat as long as I don't find out about it.
That's bullcrap.
Yeah, exactly.
That don't even make sense. I think that's what British said too on that's what she said. But that's so stupid. Like, really? No, that's not cool. I just feel like that's, like, so disrespect. That's, like, another level of, like, disrespect when it comes to, like, your partner. Like, I'm sorry. And just, like,
I
don't know.
I got some chat room feedback, too. Chat DJ smells so good. I'm going to go to the top. Y'all got him fired up in the chat room with this right now. All right, so for his, I'm reading stuff off the top to bottom. He said some kind of what I said earlier. He said motherfuckers just want their cake to eat too. A bunch of selfish ass mofos on this planet. And he said, you know, nowadays people ain't being true to themselves. So people want to be what they see on TV or hear a dumbass song. But and then he was mentioned about the fact that I was saying about it. He said, but why is he or she cheating? What the hell is wrong with your relationship? That's what should be figured out.
Yep, and I completely agree because clearly something's wrong with the relationship. You feel like you need to get something else somewhere else.
Why don't you address it? You know, people are so afraid to address things because I don't want to make them feel bad. You know, that freaking corny crap. Why don't you just address it? Okay, it doesn't get addressed. Rome wasn't built in a day, people. I mean, think about it. When you think about these weight loss plans, people ain't losing weight. They ain't just losing all the weight. They target loss weight goal overnight. So you can't get mad because some of that person you want them to do, they're not doing, that it's a compromise. It's enough of a compromise they can do. You can't get mad think it's going to happen overnight. If you think that you shouldn't be in a relationship, you should just be by yourself, get in the goddamn dark-ass corner and jack the hell off every damn night because it's not happening.
So what if they what if they bring the situation up? You know, y'all talking and bring the situation up and you tell them what the problem is, but they just not open at all to changing it. So that's when y'all come up with the solution that, you know, you – have your person on the side. Then what?
Oh, see that again? That map was so hard. I was over here. I had the chalkboard out right now.
Okay, you and your mate sit down and have a talk about, you know, whatever you feel like y'all missing in the relationship. And your mate is just not up to even considering the change that you're requesting or whatever you're asking for. And that's when y'all make the agreement to, you know, you go get what you need from another person or whatever, like, if, you know, like, then what do you do from that point? Like, is it okay to have an open relationship or should y'all just not be together?
We should not be together. If you have to come to me and ask me that, for one, you should know what you have and you should know how I am. So
some people still release things at a certain time, though, then. That's bullcrap.
Because you know I'm selfish. You know, like, I don't even want to picture another woman, like, caressing your body, all on your bowels, all on your, like, I don't even want to see it. I don't even want to I don't want that because that's, like, a discomfort feeling for me because I'm their territorial. So it's, like, you are mine. Like when I say you mine. I don't want nobody on you. So I would have to
continue
that relationship. I would have to we cannot be together anymore because I don't get down like that. No, I'm very selfish.
You know, if your thing is you don't want people to leave because I ain't gonna eat that, go ahead and leave.
Yeah, but I appreciate your honesty, you know.
Because I'm not going to eat your ass. Really, Teddy? Really?
Yes. I'm keeping moving. I'm not doing it. I'm not licking your ass. Ain't nothing coming near my ass. Keep them two thought processes. Need to go the hell on.
Y'all, I left y'all $2 by December. It said it's going to be an A to ass.
No, not happening. No, I've only thing I eat, never mind. Y'all not ready for me to talk about that myself. But, no. Anyways, yes. yeah.
No, it's just, like I said, it's a point to the, it's a matter, it's just a matter that, I said, everybody wants to just be on this whole thing to where it's, everybody's like, it's too much I'm a do me thought process. That's a problem. I think the other problem was why this type of thought process is going on. We're becoming so, now we're becoming a society where we're way too damn nonchalant. We're too nonchalant about stuff. Like, everything is like, oh, well, you know, I don't really want to do me. I'm going to let them do them, man. Some things you got to quit saying, let them do them. Some things you got to speak out on. And some things are just not right. In that day, if you want to be, if you want to do something with multiple people, stay single. What is the problem with saying, everybody, I think this is what it is. In that day, when it comes time to be serious, and they meet and they want somebody they can call their own, the fact that they're single, they can't do that. So they get they get a main person so that they can never be lonely. And then, you know, but they still want to be able to play around too. That's just dumb, man.
That's a selfish person. And that's just like to say they like the idea of, they don't necessarily want to be in a committed relationship, but they like the idea, quote, having that main one at home that is like that girl or that guy that provides, that have everything, that do everything, that's dependable, that's reliable, that's independent, that's all of that, like all those qualities. Like, they like the idea of having that, but they still need that ratchet, and not necessarily ratchet, but that side piece on the side. Why? I don't. This is what it is. Like, this is a person that's really selfish.
That's like going to a Mexican food restaurant asking for Italian food. Come on now. I know I came to a Mexican food restaurant because I didn't expect to get the Mexican food, but you have some Italian food in the back too, I want some of that too. It just don't make any goddamn sense. Like, stop. Trying to have you, I mean, just I get mad behind this. And, I mean, there's people. I think over the flip side, because when I listened to the topic, I was like, let me address it from both sides. I mean, to the other side of the person, other people who are thinking, you know, they're just comfortable in their sexuality and they have a sexual appetite that is beyond reason. And so the whole thing is, hey, let's experiment our time with different people. You know, that's their whole thing. It's not necessarily, hey, I'm cheating or whatever. They doing it. If they both have social affairs they want to live out, whatever. That's what they thought is. But me, personally, ain't my cup of tea. It's not. It is not my cup of tea. You know, and it's funny because I laugh because even as a single person, and when I've, you know, when I've just been dating, and not in relationships, I would laugh that I'm more favored than some of the people that's in relationships. That makes no goddamn sense to me.
I know a lot of people who just not in relationships, and they are more faithful.
Wait, what'd you say?
You said what now?
I know a lot of people who not, like, they just talking to someone, quote-unquote talking to someone. Like that one person they're dealing with, and they're more faithful than people who are actually in, like, long-term relationships. That's crazy to me. Like, is it the title that ruins their whole faithfulness or what?
I think people are jumping through the title. I agree. That's a good question. I think that people are taking on titles they're not ready for. You're taking in titles you're not ready for. Especially the people who are bisexual. You got to think about them people. If they're bisexual, what do you think? You do the math there. Hell, they go one day. Sometimes they feel like a nut. Sometimes they don't. And when I say nut, I mean sometimes they want a dick and they want a dick. And sometimes they want straight, they want a pussy. So it just depends on what mindset they want to be in for the day, when they woke up in the morning, what they felt like. And they say, today the menu is women. You know, that's another thing, too. You got people who are relationships who are bisexual, so they do something like that because they want to live out.
Because they want to do what, Sadie?
Live out the fact that they are bisexual. Some people are bisexual, and they want to explore both sides of the spectrum. And if you're dating just a man, you can't explore the women's side. If you date just a woman, you can't explore the man's side. So that's why that's another reason why some people are in open relationships. But, hell, yeah, I mean, people know how I feel. Which one do you want to be? Which way do you want to go?
That's ridiculous.
Especially the kind of relationship. I mean, you single, do whatever. I'm not going to knock you too much for it. It's when you in these freaking serious relationships, go doing the most, man. It just doesn't add up.
But what does it say about that other person? They know what's going on, but is it that they lose their self worth because I'm a woman, so I can only speak from a woman perspective. I can't speak for a man, but like some women, like are they losing their self worth? Do they know their self worth at the end of the day? That's why it's, like, confusing to me. Like, I understand, like, Monique, like, her husband, but it's like, well, why would you want to do that, though? Like, I don't understand why you can't have everything with that one guy. Like, what's wrong with being in, like, a monogamous relationship? I don't know.
I think that's, like, that whole what-if thing. Like, they're afraid that if they settle for this one person that they're going to miss out on something better later. So that they want to stay open to different things. That's the only thing I can come up with, like you're afraid to just, you know, give your offer to one person because you're afraid that something better is going to come along and you're going to miss it.
Well, just date for a while. God, people are so
funny. I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought before getting married, that man do all of those things.
It's men, too. It's women out here being scared.
Okay, women, you know, before getting married. I said that because the reason why I said that, and fellas, please don't get it wrong. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. The reason why
I said,
I know they're going to be in the chat room. I know. I'm sorry. I'm getting ready to change it. Just hear me out, though. The reason why I said it is because the man is the one that proposed to that woman. Because the man that making that decision, you know, this is the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with, that endless love with this one woman, they done had their fun. They done, you know, they've done everything. They've tried everything under the sun, all the games and the toys and everything, this girl, that girl, that girl, which is fine. I'm not judging. But when they make that decision for that one woman, that's where it's like, I don't understand why it's such thing as an open relationship. Why am I considering creeping out and I'm thinking about the what if, like Angela say? Because I thought when a man make that decision to spend the rest of his life with this one woman, all of that that's in the past. That's like, what's that guy name? Shoot, I can't think of his name right now, but I'm gonna think of it. But it's just, that's why it's like, I don't understand it. I don't know how to, like, cope with it, the open relationship. I don't understand when it comes to marriage.
Some people, this is what they are, too. It's not necessarily, sometimes this is why some people do it. Girls, they mates. I really wrote down stuff in my brain and said, I mean, I'd like to think about what, for all different sides of why people think of what they do. Because when you think of stuff from another argument, you understand why you think the way you do and able to be stronger in your argument so you can understand to be able to combat what they say. And here's another thing, because some people, their whole thing is, some people do it because they like to watch the other person. Some people get a thrill out of watching their mate getting the business of somebody else.
Hell no.
That I just don't personally want to see, you know. And what if he or she do it better than you? Do you want to see that?
That's his name, Tony Gaston. I don't know if y'all know him, but Tony Gaston. Is that? I hope I'm saying his last name right. I really
don't know about
that. Yes, I follow him on. I'm his friend on Facebook, and he just uploaded a video of like a confessional. I think it was like a week ago, a couple of days ago. And he was speaking on, he wasn't speaking on open relationship, but he was speaking to, like, you know, the ladies saying, you know, they get upset with him because they go to his book signing and, like, all this kind of stuff, and he don't pay it no mind. And he was like, I'm married. Like, I wouldn't have got married if I knew I wanted to cheat on my wife. See, that's why it's like, who are we talking about that does this open relationship and creep around? Like, I don't understand, because he's saying that clearly if I still wanted to have fun, and y'all can go and look at the video on Facebook, if I still wanted to have fun, I would still be having fun. But with my wife, knowing what I have at home, I'm not going to mess it up because I know what she can do for me and my family at home. Like, it's no joke.
But
like, he loves his wife.
Why do people say I want to have fun? Like, you should be having fun married, too. Like, whatever
it's
you're doing, you should be having fun.
Everybody's worried about how quick they can get it. You know, everybody on short-term processes about how can they take their sexual desire to another level. God damn it. That's too much. TV, y'all doing too much. Well, hold on, y'all. We got some call. We got a call. We got a caller. Let me check and see what they got to say. 313, if I'm not mistaken, that's a Chicago area.
Oh,
Detroit.
Cool.
I was
close.
I knew I was wrong. I was like, Detroit, Chicago, I'm right somewhere.
Yeah, it's close. My thing is, when you're talking about open relationship or open marriage or whatever it is, that means both people are in agreement to that. It's not one person that's saying, yeah, they're going to be open and the other one's not. They're both agreement. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they had have this conversation or they done what they were doing before they even got married, swinging, doing all types of things.
Yeah.
It's not for me, but there are people that have that agreement. Some people, it's just a one-on-one sexual relationship that's not going to do for them. And if everything in their relationship is good except that part, and they can agree that they can go out and see other people as long as they come back, that's on them.
Yeah, it's their marriage. It's their marriage. I just heard you say it's their marriage. So it's between the two of them what they're going to do. But for me personally, you know, I don't feel like it's something that's for me. Like, if I want to have fun, I have fun while I'm freaking single. I'm not going to jump into this. Because I feel like for me, like this, once you're in a relationship, that's a person who potentially, that doesn't mean it's a guarantee to get married to them, but that's a person you potentially see yourself actually marrying. Too many people get in relationships if they won't be fucking, they don't want to be alone. And, you know, everybody around me got a relationship, so I'm talking. So I don't want to, you know, look left out, or, you know, or some people, because they are not, quote unquote, monogamous, and being their single lifestyle and having fun, they don't want to seem like a hoe per se. So they decide to get a relationship so they can try to take that hoe persona off of them. Shit, end of the day, you know, you can put lipstick on the pig, but it's still a pig at the end of the day.
I agree with you 100%. I'm just looking at it from the other side.
That's how I mentioned it from both sides, right? Because I'm just saying what everybody means. Because me personally, it ain't for me.
I'm not even sharing at all. You know,
I'm going to tell you the truth. I thought, because like first, like threesome, has that thought ever came to my head? I mean, let's be real. Everybody's had that thought. So that doesn't mean you want to act upon it. That doesn't necessarily mean you want to act upon it. Because like you said, I'm too freaking selfish, man. And I like to be the star of the show, and I don't want any co-stars beside the person I'm doing something with. So I don't need any extra co-stars.
Right. I got friends that say they'll do a threesome with their woman. I can't see my woman with nobody. I can't see her with nobody. Not my woman.
I know that's right. So.
So, but I, hey, if they got their woman and their woman say yeah, that's what they want to be, then hey, do them. But that's not my thing.
Right. I agree.
I'm not saying I'm watching my work. Because like I said, when is he giving it to a better than you? Hey, that's, you know, she over there screaming loud. She, you better watch that. Why? I'm not saying my heart got put up for that.
I'm
imagining
the sounds you made.
Yeah, because I know I'm the king of sound effects.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let me throw this question out there. He says it goes both ways. That means it's agreement on both parties. Okay, that's cool. I don't judge. I'm not passing on judgment. So let's just say, like, would he or she ask the question before getting into, like, you know, on that level as, like, I guess committed, being in this committed relationship, he or she asks the question, you know, just let you know, I like to be in, like, an open relationship. Like, would you be, you know, open to it? Like, how do you know if she's open to it? Like, would she be, like,
I think what they do is, like, it's kind of like you know the type of person you're seeking, and you know, like, when you're dating them and talking to them on the phone and stuff, you know, you're asking questions about what they like. And that's when you throw out there and see how they are, you know, see what they say. Because I'm sure everybody has those moments when they have those sexual questions that you ask. And sometimes you may get asked, would you do a threesome? Have you done a threesome? Have you did a one-night stand? You know, sometimes people ask, I know I ask those questions. And is it up to that person to be truthful or not? But if an open relationship has to be known by both parties, one person can say, I'm open relationship, and the other person's like, no. Nigga, no, that means you're cheating.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, so there's even a permission slip to sign now. You don't sign a permission slip, you can't do it, so.
But that's why Angela says sometimes people could be in an open relationship and it's unbeknownst to them.
That means they're cheating. Ain't no such thing as we're in an open relationship, but you don't know it. What the hell?
I know, but Angela, ain't that what you said?
Yeah, it is a such thing. When people be like, they know their man is clearly sleeping with somebody else. This girl has told them that. They see it with their own eyes and be like, well, he still come home to me. Clearly,
right.
You know about this relationship.
Right.
That's not cheating.
That ain't cheating.
If you know about it, that's different. But if you don't know about it, then no, there is a cheating.
So,
but
you
just trying to look at
it
as he come to home to me, so I ain't even tripping. Bitch, you need to go sit down. So, what did you? I don't. You are
really
out of there.
Just too stupid.
That's so good, though. I ain't tripping. He still coming home to me. He paid my bill. Girl,
oh,
he put his whole penis in her. You tripping. Girl, now.
Nah, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I couldn't be available for that one.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller real quick. After this, I'm going to go to music break. If you still have comments, hang on. After this call, we'll go to music break, then we'll continue. Yeah, y'all, man, y'all jumped in the pool like crazy today. next person's from 281. What's up?
Hey, what's good, y'all?
What's good, son? What's good?
This Fats Domino, man. Good to hear y'all.
Oh,
I knew that.
Okay.
He's mad when he comes to the
office
and was good, so he should already know.
Voice.
I know.
yeah, it's your boy, Fats Domino. I'm always on here, so y'all know about my little sex life and how I'm celibate and whatnot. So I wanted to pose the question about, because me as a person, I look for more than sex in a woman, because I feel like a woman can give you way more than just sex. So as far as an open relationship, like, I'm into music, you know, like as far as concerts, clothing line and all that. Like, how do you feel about an open relationship as far as having another woman do something that you, like, feel like your woman should do, like run a business for you or something like that? Should your woman do that, or could you, like, go outside of that and find another woman to hold you down like that? How would y'all feel about that? I mean, not just that, but just any other thing that a woman should do, like cooking, washing your clothes, or paying bills for you.
If it ain't
you,
your woman,
she
better not do it. Right? I feel the same way.
I can do all that.
Put voodoo on you.
Yeah, I can do all that. So there's no need for you to need someone else to do that. That's just a
problem.
Right,
if I
was trying to see somebody couldn't do it, then, hey, do what you can to get your stuff done because I don't know what I'm doing. But because I know, no, sir. Mm-mm, not going to happen.
Why would he have to go to another woman? Why he can't just communicate with her and be like, you know, babe, I was wondering if you could do this or could you try?
It's an open relationship, though. So, like,
yeah.
But you know,
because
some people
are
going to change their sex. Exactly.
Like most people, you know,
what the woman does. So it's like, why would you? If she can't do that, you really need to reevaluate your relationship because she can't
wash your clothes. Her not doing a business
is kind of understandable, but to wash your clothes, cook for you, and all the stuff that a wife should be doing, she shouldn't be your girlfriend. She most definitely can't be your wife.
I mean, but at the same time, if my man can't change my damn tire or put, like, okay, well, that mean I'm going to go to another man because my man can't do it, so I got to be open and go to another dude that I know that can do it? No. Like, what the heck?
I mean, calling AAA is the same thing.
I'm gonna call AAA to check in. You better get over it. So, I know how to change perfectly. No, but because like, I'll use the example like. The jack wasn't working. So the jack don't work just as you can't do. You can't change the tire, so she can't hold that cowboy view because you call AAA. You got to know how to do that. That's your last resort. This stuff you're supposed to know how to do driving the car, period, whether you're a guy or a girl. You got that simple roadside stuff you know anyway. Roadside sensors for when you don't, you can't do the job because you just can't do it. There's no where you can do it at all. That's
I think it's a big
time.
Difference. It's a big difference in saying, since my man can't change my tire, I'm going to go get somebody else to do it. And because my dad won't wash my clothes, I'm going to get somebody else to do it. That is completely
Let me ask you this. So y'all was talking about, it was based on sex at first, right? So. That's what I thought. I was thinking, period. So how would you feel? Would you feel like if a man went outside a relationship for sex, most 9 times out of 10, you'd probably dump him. But if he went outside of a relationship for a cooked meal, would you be like, I'm leaving you, she cooked you dinner? Like, how would you feel about that? Especially if you don't cook.
A lot of people these days do not consider it as cheating. Unless it's a physical, most of the time, sexual thing. They don't.
I know some people that call everything
emotional. They don't think about the emotional aspect. That's what the problem is. After a while, you connect them emotionally, you're going to want to know what's going on behind the door that morning, eventually.
So, what emotion is connected with being hungry?
But see, the thing is, cooking food, the way to a man's heart is also through his stomach. So if she put it down, you're going to be like, damn, she can cook. She be washing my clothes.
Yeah,
she
I ain't
going to
lie.
She did, she
put
did.
Down, so
I don't know what that sex like.
Man, I got family that cook for me. I don't be like, I'm not going to be like, oh, my grandma can throw down. I'm in love. Like, or my mom,
no,
like, that's
just,
I mean, food is food.
So you mean to tell me if there's a female, she's beautiful. She can cook, she can clean, she's help you out with anything you asked for. She is there for you, ride or die. She's like, she can be a wifey. But
stop sign, I have a girlfriend. You mean to tell me you're not? Come on now. Yeah, right.
Check this out. Can a dude, like me as a person, I demand that from my friends, like my female friends as well as my male friends. So you're telling me I can't have a girl and also have a female friend that will ride or die for me? Is that not possible?
No, not like, you know what I'm saying, to do all the things a wife do. Now, let's not act like we don't.
I mean, I got friends that probably cook for me. They wouldn't wash my clothes and nothing like that, but
see,
I got friends like
there's
that.
There's the thing. They cook for you, but now, if there's no but in this woman, the only but is you have another girlfriend. Come on, the lines is going to come. Things are going
to
get blurred.
I mean, having a girl outside of your girl that just flat out lies for you, that'll cause your girl to be jealous. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, like, I could have did that. Why you didn't, you know what I'm saying? And the dude be like, maybe you was at work. Maybe you was busy, and I called old girl, my home girl, to help me out because I knew you was busy. Like, girls get jealous over stuff like that.
Because I work 8 hours a day. You can wait till I get out.
The crazy part about that is I understand that, man. Like, I didn't heard it all, so I'm not even going to be mad when I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, like, having somebody that does that is the key for me. Like, if I got to wait till you get off, it's better than you just not being down to do it at all. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
Kudos to you.
All right, so hold on, everyone. We gonna come back in a second. I'm gonna leave you two songs this break because I see everybody got a lot to say. I'm gonna throw some things at y'all we haven't thrown into there yet. We come back, so y'all hang in, man. We'll be back, man. First track is our regular chimer, my boy Fast Domino, man. Oh man, which one should we go with, bro? Should we go with Boston, Hustle Man,
like
No Control, Power Cake?
Do Boston first. I like this one.
Yeah, Boston is like putting some people in check about, hey, get with it.
Boston. Hey, this right here for the city, man. Hey, look, nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Every rapper talking about moving bricks. Then we find out they wasn't moving shit. A couple years back I was in school and shit, I wasn't rapping. I was real, real good at mathematics. Now they tell me I'm fly like Aladdin, I'm flattered. Got passion, a lot of niggas lack that. Rep for the city, a fat pack. Big Mo, big talk, tell them back. A lot of niggas talk trash, never had fat. Trying to run a game like a halfback. Make a million stacks and you can have it back. Still looking forward to the platinum plaque. But shit, but now the CD's in a backpack. Look, mom told me keep my bros close to me, but keep the enemies closer. I'm ahead of these niggas, I'm coasting. When you ballin', it feel like you boasting. See, the number one rule to the game, show no whole emotion. Show no whole devotion. Man, the rhymes like coca, they potent. I feel like the dope man. See, I'm cold with this flowing. Need a verse, nigga, hit me, I'm open. I'm bolding, don't play with these niggas, I'm coaching. With the pen and the pad, I'm a poet. Yo, chick, she come over like 4 in the morning. Nigga, you know what we doing at 4 in the morning. She come to the pad and it's over. And you know it, and you know it. Shit, I'm playing good either way, though I feel like the man. Probably still beat like I'm playing with the band. Every record label wanna chant with the man. Tell Def Jam I'ma need grams in advance. Root for me like a fan in the sands. Pull up in the bins and then we go for the win. It's more to the man than a pen and a pad. I got mans in a pinch and we do it for them. So what you gonna try to say next? I ain't Houston.
Cause I don't talk about drugs in my music. Cause I don't talk about slaves in my music. Cause I'm trying to be frank with the users. Chill in the paint, hit a bad chick out the bank. No bull, I feel like I'm losing. Shit, I just wanted to prove I can do it. Let's get back to the movement, cruising. Y'all know me, still the same OG. But I've been low key, hated on by most of these white rappers. Can't do it like me on beats. I'm better than your ex man, I'm on beats. I'm better than the next man, she on D. Feel like I'm next man, I'm on deck man. I'ma hit it out the park like the next man.
Axiomatic, verbally vicious, I'm crazy at it. Had it all before, but I was with the lady having maggots. Delay your status, that is, if you're worthy at all. Mrs. Medina, I'm dope for me to fiend. Golden be the greatest of leaders who spark change. Your bootleg, derivative rappers can give me brain. claiming you the champ, I bet I'll kill you in. These bitches smelling like the scent of a million men. I'm worthy of my rhymes, they're a fail, colossal. Bitch, you ain't getting money, now you should stop, ho. I'm a genius, seven golden Picasso. You peasants couldn't sell pussy out of a brothel. The lyrical slayer, cocky, simply assassin. Everyday people I love, but fuck a bitch who's bastard. Mama should have swallowed his semen, whoever that is. This be my lyrical Pharaoh of action.
Yo, Susie, I'm
gonna
check. Did you hear that, son? Oh, my gosh, you're moving again.
Yo, Mr. Gagina, Shaquille, the Dracula, Humbug, Cloud, Hispanic, for real, welcome. Who my genesis, please don't ever label, I am limitless. Dragon to your cypher, I diminish tip. Never talk to strangers, or they'll put your life in danger. It's written on paper, whipping his anger. Crawling through the pigment of your flames, I'm extensive to your brain. My lyrics became flow is so proper. Tie like a Jamaican shopper. Rock them wearing the mask of imposter. Rock ya, I'm self-righteous. And despite this occasional hating from the losers, I am enticing. You write the lifeless. You job turkeys, they messing with dolomite. I'm exquisite with on the mic. I spit beans, not bars, it should sound right. You're entertaining, but baby, I get the crowd hype. Even if you felt you could have grabbed it, took from under your feet a title you've never had.
There we go. I'm sorry. We have some technical difficulties there for a second. We're back in the building. Whew, I was over here throwing a fit.
Look at you. Get your life.
Oh, man. I'll throw some at the wall like that. Oh, yeah. I was over here about to catch the cow. I was catching the Holy Ghost and everything. Like, get together. Okay, so I thought about this during the music break. The throw at y'all. Okay, so we were talking about open relationships. And we were talking about as far as people having to involve other people in relationships in order to spice it up. Now, here goes something that's they're not necessarily in a relationship with this other person. Let's say that you're in a relationship or you're married, and your mate always wants to go to the strip club. What's your thought on that? You know, is that the same thing in this case? Because, any day, they go to the strip club all the time. They always want to ask and they laugh, bouncing up and down, half naked. Is that the same thing?
The question is, can I go with you? If I can go with you, then it might be a problem. Because we know nowadays in Houston strip clubs, it's like going to a regular club. So, if I can go with you, we doing something extra in the club.
Okay. Next person. Let's go to Angela.
What you going to me for? What's the question?
Question is, okay, I'm taking it to another level on open relationships. Let's say that your mate always want to be in a strip club all the time. And always want to have an ass and they laugh. No, it's a half-naked woman and they laugh all the time. I mean, frequently. Is that the same thing in this case? Because technically, you know, it's still the same thing. It's like if you're in a strip club, you have a naked woman, in your behind shaking. You can't get mad at that, and your girl's with you, right? So you can't say nothing. Is there something wrong with that? Is that the same thing in this case that we're talking about now? Because technically,
you're not
trying to be in a relationship with this person. You're just exploring a sexual desire in the back of your mind for the moment.
I mean, no, I don't think nothing is wrong with it. I mean, it's a strip club. That's what you do at a strip club. As long as you're not, like, going in a VIP room and buying vagina there, I don't have a problem with you going to the strip club. Like, that's what the strip club is for. You're supposed to go there and get extremely aroused. Come home, fuck the shit out your girl, and go to sleep. Like, that's what's supposed to happen.
He grabbing all her ass, all that, ain't nothing wrong with it.
I grab her ass at the strip club.
So, okay, I'm going to talk about this. 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 I'm going
I think I'm good in that situation because I don't like strip clubs personally. So if my girl, I don't think a girl goes to a male strip club, especially when they think the dudes are gay. So if she wanted to go to like the ones with the females, I don't even know if I would go with her. Like, she can probably go on her own because I'm like, I'm really not into that. So I really don't see no issue with it, but that's just something I'm not into. I see strippers as like naked bombs.
Okay, now here we go, because I listen to what the, okay, did Desi go?
I mean, with me, if my guy wanted to go to the strip club, I mean, like, why you got to say, like, all the time? Like, why you got to say that? Like, I don't know, that's, like, an issue for me. Like, why you want to go all the time? Like, I understand that's what they do at the strip club, but for him to be, like, caressing on her butt and, like, I mean, I don't mind him going to the strip club, but not all the time. And then, like, I don't really condone it. And I feel like if you know that I have, like, the utmost respect for you as a man, as my man, then I kind of want the same respect. Like, I don't need you to be – it's okay to, like, watch or just, like, eat and drink because I heard they got good food. I've never been to a strip club, but I heard they got good drinks and good food. That's cool. You could be sociable or whatever. That's fine. But for me, nah, you shouldn't be, like, caressing on her. I just don't like this. I don't like it.
So you want him to go to the strip club and just show his money and not give nothing?
Mm-hmm. You said what?
So the man's supposed to go to the strip club, throw money, and not get nothing. Like, that makes no sense. You might as well smack an ass cheek or something. You just gave her $10.
Okay. So you have to do another thing here while I'm throwing you. Okay, so here we go. So there's nothing wrong with that, right? Nothing wrong with that. If I walk up to a random girl, I'm not going to have no sex with her, not grab on the ass. Can you get mad at me for grabbing her on the ass? I'm asking you for
she ain't no damn stripper fool.
It doesn't.
She gonna call the police.
Well, what's the difference? What's the difference? It's still a random
kid grabbing
her ass.
Yeah, one is harassment. One is one is entertainment. One is harassment.
She cook for you. Why she can't get nothing in return? She do like the stripper. She checks in the ass. And you throw some money at because she's shaking her ass and whatever. The same thing with her. She cooks something. She wants something in return. She wants to play with you or something, you know. So is that the same thing?
So she a stripper off me?
I'm asking a devil's advocate type question. Don't be like that saying all the way, but I'm saying I'm going to throw this out there and see how people take the bait on this.
No, if you my guy and I'm your girl, like, let's keep it that way and always have, like, respect for each other. If you want to indulge in activity at the strip club every day, all the time, and you want to, like, get lap dances from her, I feel like if I'm paying, like, $80 a month to take pole classes and I got a damn pole at home, like, I feel like I should be the one that's, like, entertaining you, not a stripper. I mean, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. Now, I could be, like, old school because I am submissive and I like to be in a monogamous relationship. So, like, I don't condone that. I'm not open-minded enough to, like, share what I have at home because, like I always say, like, I'm selfish and I'm territorial. So, no, I can't do it. You can go out, hang out at the strip club with your boys. Cool, whatever. But just keep it like that. You don't have to indulge in VIP and, like, all that extra stuff, you know, that goes with it. Because at the end of the day, you're giving her money to, like, help her with her, like, stability and foundation when that money could really be, like, saving up so we can build our own foundation. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So, he blowing money VIP, but he's taking you to Apple.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you, I mean, that $10 could be for, shit, to not have a dummy, like a dummy in my back of my trunk or whatever, but an actual tire. So if I do get a blowout on the freeway or whatever, then, damn, I'll be good. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I think like that because it's like priority, responsibility. I need me and my guys to be on the same page. And you going to the strip club, like, every day and, like, all of that. Like Rodney said, if she ain't, like, business-minded and, like, trying to get somewhere, like, she don't know how to wash clothes and all that kind of stuff, he got a homie that can do it. He's not sexually involved with this homie, but that's his homie. Well, shit, why she can't learn how to do it? You see what I'm saying? Like, I just don't – I hate confusion. And I don't like to be jealous or even have, like, some type of jealousy towards that situation that you kind of mentioned earlier because I didn't speak on that. So I do everything I can possibly can do to make sure, like, you good, like, overall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very selfish and territorial. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Territorial women are crazy.
Some chat room things. Let's see. We got – Hey, so Smelly, oh, shout out to Smelly, he's being stunned on here tonight. He said, well, why you want to go from man to a strip club? You know, I wouldn't want to go and watch a man strip, but you at a strip club. And he said, she's like, it's secure. But if a man constantly goes to a strip club, he is obviously lacking the attention he is seeking from her. Most times it's because a woman want to be a freak at first and then act like it's wrong when you get in a relationship to stop doing what it do. And
exactly.
And so he prays that women play with the next door neighbor. And then he was saying, and then he made a point where I got there. He said, if the bills ain't paid and you can't take your woman out nowhere, you shouldn't be going to the strip club anyways. Because like I said, some people, they be throwing money, they be buying, let's buy bottles. Let's buy, you know, let's
know,
go and make it rain. But then they, like I said, they take it, they go to Applebee's getting a 2 for $20. Like, what do they do that at? Come on now. 2 for $20?
They glamorize.
You get a margarita going, thank you.
What's wrong with
yeah,
a 2 for $20?
You don't even let her get this up. You know, 2 for $20 cool girl down there. But you know, just like you making it rain now. Make it rain on her was to go take her out somewhere nice, not just because it's Valentine's Day, not just because it's your birthday, not because you're fucked up. Take her out because you just want to take her out somewhere nice. Everybody's going to wait till it's a special time. I fucked up. I mean, here's the I fucked up meal. Here's the it's Christmas meal. Oh, here's the it's anniversary meal. Oh, here's the, you know, can we, you know, I just don't. I don't know. That's probably why I feel a certain type of way about Valentine's Day. Like, people escaping, doing stuff when stuff is going right and not, and just doing it just because and don't need somebody else that created that day to tell them what to do to only be special on those days. But, and that's why you're lacking. You know, some people want to go around, you know, and like it's Lay's potato chips. They can't just work. There you go.
Does that make sense? Like, if a guy had was in a relationship with a girl who went outside of the relationship, and she was an independent woman with the quotation around it, does that make sense? Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
I just thought about something he said in the chat room, too. I just thought he was mirroring back in my head. He was saying the fact of, you know, sometimes it's not that a woman didn't do certain stuff, that they can't do stuff. They did it. Because sometimes that's what women do. They'll do all this stuff to reel you in and make you, you know, and you be like, ooh, yeah, I like what she do. Hey, that thing, you know, it makes you stay there. When you stay, they don't do that no more. Now they have to persecute. You fell the love with, you know, that you wanted. She wanted to do things like, oh, she do all that freaky stuff like every day, like she jump up the goddamn sky and whatever. But then now she's like, like, no. Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. I do not
like,
believe
in
that.
Keep the spice. Keep the spice. Keep the spice, and it's going to be all right.
You don't believe in what?
I don't believe in changing like that. If you did that before, you about to do it now. I'm a force
I hate that, bro. Like, I hate you to do that.
You used to tell me to go get the groceries and throw them in the bed.
You just told me 3 weeks into talking to her, she said, you know, if, as you get to know him more, you know, I'm not going to tell you I'm the fun type. I'm as fun as you really think I am. No, that's not good. Like, no, fuck that. Because you tell me that, it's going to throw me off. And fun on me, because every time you say something, people think sex or whatnot. I mean, like, fun sometimes would not be a boring and being lively all the time. Like, the spirit you come to build it, and most of the time you're lively. You're not saying you'd be acting all the time. But some people, you get a relationship with them finally, and then they always moping, and they always bitter about everything. It's like everything changed. So, man. Y'all got it. Man, y'all, this is... And I got to talk about the answer just came up this month out of the blue, y'all. She kept this topic out of the blue. She was like, I asked her what the topic's going to be for the weekend. She was like, bam, and threw the topic at me. I was like, what? Because it's a prevalent thing, man. I mean, I'm going to keep it 1,000. Like, one of the people who, you know, who's about to sponsor me, one of the things they do, they have lifestyle events. That's crazy. It's like, it's something I don't necessarily agree with, but they to each his own. They don't think I want to be in one of those with swinging relationships. That's too much work, man. Because you got to do this. You got to put it down for this person and put it down for that person. Being single is enough. Being in a relationship is a tough one.
I know, but you know, like the other caller, when he called in, he was basically saying, if it's an open relationship, that means both parties like have that agreement about it. So it's just different because he's okay with it, and he's okay with it. So it's like, it's just okay.
So like, what's the reason for both of parties to agree to step like do that though?
They gotta be wet.
You said they gotta be what?
They gotta be whack. Like,
I thought that was what she said, but I was hoping that ain't what she said.
He was talking for the same thing. I'm like, I know he just didn't say whack.
He did. Like, that's like two people giving up. That's like two people giving up, saying, let's just, you know what I'm saying? Or they either whack or they lazy. Either one.
Right. Well, I mean, this is what you do. If you want her to be all these different, you want all these different chicks because you get bored of the same person. Tell her to put on a bunch of different wigs for the night. Role play or something. Pretend she a different chick for the night.
Yeah, I just feel like if you got the energy to do something else, like do that there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you got energy to throw a party over here, like throw a party at the house. Like why not?
That's what I'm saying. I just don't.
What kind of party y'all throwing? Why y'all
laughing? It was a metaphor, Angela. It wasn't a real party.
I gotta give them to her. I was gonna do it, but I gotta give them to her.
The man, boy, I was curious
as hell
when I asked that question.
What kind of party is it?
Wow. You know what she said, too? She was so serious about how she said it. What
I'm
kind of
very serious when I
asked. Hey, what's y'all laughing at?
Betty is goofy,
like, what?
was funny.
She was just so serious about it. She was like, what type of party is it? It's like she was so, like, yeah, yeah, I said she was. She really wanted to know if she could put a plan together or have no type of party. Like, what type of party is it?
Yeah, that messed me up. Don't do it no more, y'all. That's cold. y'all really not good friends. I want to let y'all know that.
Oh, Angela, come on. I've read them topics. Shout out to that picture that Angela had for her fan page. Shout out to that.
What full picture?
The one where you had the little chain and the black skirt or whatever.
Oh, okay. Shout out to La Chic Image Boutique, who I shot for in that picture.
Yeah, that was on point.
Thanks.
Mm-mm-mm.
Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
About
I'm
that
about,
point.
Man, you know what I want to roast about? I know it's like this early. I know it's like it's still like it's not even next week yet, but you know I want to go in on next week or the week after. Actually, that'd be better. The people, what they were, the Easter Sunday. We gotta roast the hell out of their ass. Because you know, there's always that person that go on Easter Sunday that wears something and go, what? So Christ go together, it just don't, and they just thought they was the hottest thing to slice bread, and it just didn't work. So yes, I
mean,
will be coming for people.
It happened. It happened.
Mm-mm-mm.
Y'all sleepy?
No, I'm wide awake. I'm turned up.
Anybody
else in the
city?
I'm hungry.
And I ate before the show. Shout out to my sister threw that on the tilapia. Woo woo. And rice and some sweet peas. I was ready to do the show immediately. It's like, da da.
Wow.
So yes, I'm turned up. Hey, that people know me. I'm a vampire anyway. So when it turns nighttime, I'm wide awake for a while. It's hard to put me to sleep.
Say that didn't sound right.
Mm-mm-mm.
No, what are you? Why
are
you stop
doing
that?
Like
I
that.
Don't say like this. Sound like ugh. Like don't do that.
Like
that's like
ugh.
Sound nasty or something. What you doing over there?
Watching porn.
You watching porn?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Who's watching porn?
You?
I am over here in my own little zone, Angel. It is all thing is going on is this goddamn computer with the freaking switchboard. So,
watching
and me
porn.
Being nosy on Facebook. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't watching no porn. Man. I watch porn this morning. I'm not watching porn. Jeez.
You say you watch porn in the morning?
I watch it this morning. I was saying.
Well,
I had to get the motivation. I had to get my day started off right. So,
baby,
I had to get my day started off right. You know, an ass a day would keep the smile on Sunny J. That's how you do. So,
baby, Sunny J be having that. Sunny J. Sunny be having that morning wood. Look, Sunny be having that morning wood. He gotta have his business. Before getting to work, that is a mess. I was about to pray.
I know. So, oh Lord.
That's funny.
Y'all shouldn't do that thing. Get your lives together. I need to spiritually connect. You should get up and do yoga instead.
And he say, She got that morning wood, girl. That mean it.
I hate this right now.
I'm just saying that's what it is.
I just want to say that.
Shout out to DJ Smell So Good. He said in chat, he just made this mess. He got co signed, which I just said, well, off of what she just said, and kind of co signed on why I need to serve him the way I do. He said that all black men have a morning wood. We are southern people, and we rise with the sun.
Okay.
I'm not a
real man. I ain't trying to go. I ain't trying to get those personal details about every man, but you know, let's just show you know you be waking up in the morning and you be walking around. It be when you wake up, you might not even have like a deep sensual dream while you were asleep, but you wake up and you be having a problem. And you be like, I need to go down. I don't personally want to know what you guys are doing in the morning, but as a man, I have common sense of knowing what we all go through. We all wake up in the morning, and you be waking up and you be looking like, well, goddammit, I didn't have no wet dream. Why the hell am I so damn hard this morning? Every man wakes up and tells nobody
saying
that. I thought like he said you.
Yeah, I don't want a person to know, but as it said in the chat, we gonna keep it 10,000. Y'all know what the deal is.
Nope.
I don't want to know the details. Thank you.
Now, I'm celibate. I got different problems, man.
Oh, I know that's like that.
I can't even sleep on my stomach.
Man, y'all child, you know.
I'm not gonna play.
When the last time that I did some man, let me look at the calendar real quick. No, I what you said no, we talking no, I'm talking about with someone. It's been real life. Yeah, real life, not in fantasy world.
So, like, am I the only person who I can only watch porn, like, on my cell phone? It's too graphic on TV to me. It's just, like, too much. It's overwhelming.
Get a smaller TV.
No?
Or your cell phone or your computer. Because you feel like with
so
TV,
just to get a
TV, you don't know who might walk in the room. And you're like, whoa, what's going on? You know, if you're in the house by yourself and somebody walk, you're like, whoa, you know, somebody knocking on the door, you got to hear them mute that. You know, they heard them sound before they got to the door. So you got
to
hear them try to explain yourself
before?
Nah, it ain't happened, but I have a bad nightmare. But I always had that bad night. That's one of my worst nightmares, that would have happened if somebody walks in and watch and catch you watching it. That's just. It's a bad
nightmare. Can I just say something? Why would that be like a nightmare when reality is okay? Like, it's not like, it's not bad. It's just what it is. Like, you know,
certain people, you don't want to walk into you in the moment of being in that mind state. And you got to, you know.
I mean, are you?
You're knocking, somebody knocking the door. Who is it? It's me, baby. It's your mama at the door. What was that loud sounds you hear? I was hearing on the TV in there. You know, you gotta explain that. Like, who wants to explain that to their parents? They know what's going on. They were younger ones. They still.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Who wants to have that conversation with your parents and say, Millie, I was watching some porn, and you know. You would just grow your out. Like, who wants to have that conversation?
I do, but all right.
And Smelly and Chad say, it's so freaking silly. But it's true in some cases. He said porn plus masturbation equals less rape of women. Did I say that wrong when you say less rape of women? Because, I see what you're saying. Like, basically, you know, some people, if they let go of their sexual desires and their own little quarters to themselves, you know, they won't be as tempted to want to act crazy. Like you see, because some people be having some men that sit around with sexual buildup don't know how to properly relieve themselves and go out and do stupid shit. Yeah, I can agree. Like,
that can't be healthy, man.
That's what I was going to say. Like, really? Y'all do that? I don't know.
Because, like, men are already laid back doing that. You're going to be way more laid back. Yeah, that's going to cause a breakup.
Yep.
Yeah. Say no to that.
Say no. Yeah.
What we saying no to, girl?
Say no to morning weed whacking.
Weed whacking. I mean, yeah, it depends, man. You gotta get rid of bad kids, man.
Oh wow.
That sounds
you know,
like
you gotta make sure. You gotta make sure it ain't gonna be, you know, make sure you ain't gonna be shooting blanks when it comes time, man. So you know that's why you gotta get
boy.
Rid of the blanks so you can have some fire, some really good bullets coming out when you need the bullets to come out.
Yeah, that sounds like
right.
Murder.
Okay.
Study a killer.
I know what y'all mind says over there. This is an entertainment purpose. I do not do that every morning. Get out of here.
Every other morning.
Not every morning. You know, I have my times every now and then. I be like, I want to watch some porn today. And sometimes I don't. You know what the weird thing is? Sometimes I don't watch porn because I want to get off real quick. Sometimes I just I learn from watching a lot of times.
Who gotta learn first thing in the morning, though?
You said what now?
Who trying to learn first thing in the morning?
Yeah, you can't learn stamina either.
Yeah, you can't learn stamina. You can't learn stamina from no porn. You are definitely done, so you cannot learn stamina from no porn.
Porn be like an hour. You last 20 minutes. That don't go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that should make no sense to me. But really, like, what's the point of having sex for, like, an hour? What the fuck is the point? Like, we pretty much accomplished the in-and-out job long ago. Why the fuck are we still doing this shit? Seriously.
Guinness book.
That's got to be it, like.
A lot of the girls we watch porn, too, that they do a bunch of different scenes. They see it as how long. But they don't realize there's so many different scenes that go into
them like,
doing.
Yeah,
I mean, they go on for a whole hour of work.
That's stupid. It do like 10 minutes of bed. That's stupid.
You ain't lying. She right on point.
Anyway. Y'all not
listening
to me right now. We're not
doing
that.
He said... He said it's a competition, Deb. In rebuttal to y'all comment on why would you do it for so long, he said it's a competition, damn it. Who going to fall asleep first?
Shit, me? I was clear just at the beginning of the session. Shit. Get this shit out the way so I can go to sleep.
Yeah.
Anywho.
It's all about...
Yep.
It's all about blood flow, ladies and gentlemen, blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
Get the blood flow going right, you can
that
keep it stronger and longer.
Like, really? Well, anyway, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Model Angela. Oh, Jesus. And also follow our Facebook fan page. Just search Glitz and Glamour Radio. Did it?
Y'all can follow me at DIMP87 on Instagram and Twitter. Also, if anybody know anybody that is selling food stamps, like for real, I need like some food stamps for real. Like my kitchen is like almost bare. Hell yeah, shit. I need food stamps for real. So any other call, like for real, like I don't care where you at, Detroit, like we can figure out something, like for real. I need like food stamps for real. Like
you should
no
go flip
for
your
real.
Money.
Damn, I.
500
to
get you
5,000. Do not do this. I'm not about to play with him. I'm not about to play with him.
If you play cards right, go to that Burger King and see what girls using their EBC cards at Burger King. They're the ones you hit up.
Yeah, you ever be about to, like, walk out the store and the girl be like, y'all take food stamps? I look back like, I got to go meet her.
Look, and I need her in my life because I need them stamps for real. But yeah,
I'm telling you, 100 get you 1,000. That's better than stamps.
Place you can find them at: go to Walmart, go to 99 cent store, go to Dollar Tree, go to like the hood grocery stores. Hey, I'm laying it all out for you. You're bound to find one. That's why I make a
Debbie,
come up.
You not down?
100 to 1,000. I gotta be down. Shit, because I need some damn food in this house. I'm gonna have to figure out something. But appreciate y'all calling. Appreciate that. Always. We support you because you support us. And also shout out to our caller from Detroit. Shout out to you and much love to you. And I'm out because I gotta go to work in the morning. I love y'all and be safe and good night.
All right, we got 5 minutes left. Final comments on open relationships.
My final comments are, I don't have nothing against them. They're just not for me. I think it's pretty pointless.
Okay. Next.
City, it's just me and you.
No, what's up, people? I'm looking at the switchboard, man. I'm looking at the switchboard. I'm telling you.
It's
the phone conversation was about to change.
No.
So the switchboard. I'm looking at the switchboard. Yes, there's more than just two of us. Okay, so I'm going fast. What's your final remarks on that?
My whole point is, man, a lot of people think sex when it comes to everything, when there's way more to it. So I just think like an open relationship can be more than that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not for that open stuff. I got friends, and I prefer to have friends I can count on. But if my girl wants to be the one to do it, I'm cool with her doing it.
Okay. Houston, did you go?
Wow.
All right. So
why do you even play yourself?
She must have been over there getting her morning. She was over there getting her late night wood. Okay.
She gonna keep.
Wow.
I'm gonna pay for that one.
Wow.
My last remark, man, as usual, to each his own. As Fred, you said it perfectly. It seemed like every week, all the topics always come down to sex. It's funny, like almost every topic, it can be something totally, but it's obviously like that sex always comes into it. So that's just, at the end of the day, what is the point of that? And see, you said something, it's weird, though, how a single man with no kids gets more. Oh, you're talking about the food stuff thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. I just read that she's trying to get it on the radio. Yo,
y'all too much in the chat. I can't. This is why I did not read. Y'all over there. Y'all play too much. But no, I'm again. Y'all, we just it's, like I said, it's on y'all, but on me, I just can't be in those relationship. Have all your fun before we get a relationship. Because once a relationship is about me. Wow. And you can't get mad about me being jealous if you give me a reason to be jealous. I've seen that it's a viable reason. If you do what someone else do, I think I should be jealous. If I'm not, then that's when you should be worrying. So, there you go. Bam. And, shoot, as we got about dos minutos left of the show, I'll remind y'all, y'all miss any parts of the show. 2 minutes, those things finish. Just remind you, if I miss any parts of the show, I go to, again, Glitz and Glamour Facebook page, typing, is it spelled exactly the word the words are spelled in the dictionary? You can find them that way. Keep up with some of the topics they talk about over there. They post the shows, everything. You even ask how you can be the artist of the week, ask how you can be the model of the week. And then also, check it out on iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network. You can go there. You find all the Glitz and Glamour shows in the network. And, heck, of course, DustSpot.com, DUSKSPOT.com. We had 96 members on Dust Spot. Shout out to people that said that, you know, I wouldn't even be there. It'd be at 100. How I proved you wrong. So here we go, man. Again, everybody, thank y'all for listening to the show. Enjoy the rest of your night. See y'all tomorrow. And tomorrow, y'all know is hump day after dusk. So y'all never know what's going to come out of my mouth on hump day. See y'all later.